Well, just last week, the New South Wales Taxi Council announced their partnership with the Australian Driverless Vehicle Initiative, ADVI. Autonomous vehicles or self-driving cars are expected to have a huge impact on the New South Wales taxi industry, with trials anticipated to go ahead before the end of the decade. It's all part of a general move across many industries towards smarter automation. And according to recent studies, by 2020, up to 5 million jobs could be lost to machines. So what is the future of taxis as we know them? Well, I'm joined by Roy Wakeling-King. He's the Chief Executive Officer of the New South Wales Taxi Council to find out a little bit more. Good morning, Roy.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, why was the partnership between New South Wales and taxis and the ADVI so important?
Well, Nick, obviously, as you mentioned in your introduction, is that autonomous vehicles or vehicles which can be driver assist, a range of technologies which are emerging not only in the future, but a lot faster than what we think. We as an industry need to get across that. It's obviously going to have some big impacts on our industry. And so we want to work in a collaborative and collegiate fashion with many stakeholders, including government and technology providers, regulators, to ensure that we're ready for that inevitability.
Now, what do you think this is going to mean for current drivers?
Well, look, as we said last week, it's important to note that a driverless vehicle is not always the optimum solution for picking up people and taking them from point A to point B. So people with higher needs, people with disabilities, people with shopping, people with luggage, that's not always going to be appropriate to have a driverless vehicle turn up. So the key thing for us is to understand that it's not a black and white thing. It's not complete all or nothing. There will still be a need for drivers, and the role of drivers will change in the future, and we need to make sure that we're ready to adapt to that change.
It sounds like you're anticipating that there would be a period where both kind of coexist quite happily.
I think they definitely will coexist, and they'll coexist well into the future, I would suspect. As I said, it's not an all or nothing thing, and I don't think that just because driverless vehicles will be here at some point in the future that there will be no more drivers. I think that would be a situation that would not reflect the reality of consumers' needs. And importantly, we want to be able to provide consumers with choice, and that's either a vehicle with or without a driver. And so, therefore, it's important that we, as I said, prepare for those changes and make sure that our driving community is well adjusted accordingly.
There's been a number of technology-based shake-ups for the taxi industry over the past couple of years, and of course, you know, ride-sharing was a big one. How important is it for the taxi industry to make sure they're on top of this new technology? I mean, you're getting in very early.
We are trying to get in early, and I think the lessons of the recent past is a good indicator for not only our industry but many other industries that are going through disruption and change. The message is that you've got to get on board early. You've got to look to what's happening and not too far around the corner. And you would have noticed, Nick, that there's been a couple of very significant announcements and developments in this area. I think some of the more significant is the chairman and managing director of Ford has recently committed their company to getting commercialised autonomous vehicles on the road by 2021. So that's less than 5 years away. And you've got trials between Volvo and Uber in Pittsburgh. You've got technology trials of driverless taxis in Singapore. So the future is really almost here. So the lesson is get on board early and work this to your advantage. Don't get blindsided by it.
It's some very good advice, I think, for nearly anyone in any industry these days. Look, I know you guys are looking to do trials by the end of the decade. When could your average Sydney-sider imagine a driverless taxi pulling up?
Well, I think the critical path here, Nick, is the regulators, and I'm not wishing to be critical of those in government who regulate the roads. Far from it. I think the number one priority with any technology is to ensure that it's safe, and this has to have a zero failure tolerance level. So I think the key thing is that the regulatory settings are critical into the future for driverless vehicles. And that's why we've joined ADVI, because there are a lot of regulators on board. It's a whole of industry and indeed whole of government approach to a very exciting but challenging technology platform. And the regulatory settings have got to be right before we will see anything. But I'd be surprised that certainly within the 5 to 10 year timeframe, if we're not seeing trials here in New South Wales, then I would be very, very surprised.
Exciting and challenging is a very good way of putting it. I think it'll be some very interesting times for Taxi Council moving forward. Roy, thanks very much for the insights into driverless cars and taxis.
No problems at all. Thanks, Nick. Thank you for your time.